7:40, this is Auckland's Big 106.2. Move to the sound of Auckland with Brent and Lance for breakfast. Stir it up. Let's do it.
The Hotel Hobson. The big little four-star boutique hotel. achhobson.co.nz.
It is Friday Live at Auckland City Hotel Hobson. Lance, you're over there near a suit of armour and a few other things going on.
Yes, the thing about this morning, the team from SCA Medieval and Renaissance Society, I don't want to offend them by calling them something I shouldn't or you know, get
They've got swords. So yeah.
That's right. So Maiden Angela, is it? No.
No, it's Lady.
Straight away.
Lady Angela, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about this wonderful and colourful and vibrant group you've brought in this morning. What are you about and why are you... do what you do?
Sure. Well, we're the part of the SCA, which is the Society for Creative Anachronism. So basically, we take things out of time.
Yeah.
So we particularly like the medieval and Renaissance period. So we like all the pageantry, the fighting, the feasting, having lots of fun and the social aspect, but we don't like the plague or the smell.
No.
So we do have baths, okay?
Good to know.
Well, we do have the swine flu at the moment, so that, you know, sort of harks back to those days.
I don't know what you speak of. We do not have the swine flu.
Look, for the uneducated like myself who really didn't pay attention at school, what frame of time are we talking, medieval?
Well, we are actually we have a large time frame. We start from the 1600s.
Yep.
Back to the 600 AD. So we incorporate from Vikings to Elizabethan, like Queen Elizabeth I.
Right. Do you secretly wish that today's times we still lived like this?
Yes and no.
No.
Basically, it's a way of educating
people.
We have lots of people that are into woodworking, metalwork. I mean, Matt is wearing a full coat suit of armour that he made himself.
Well, yeah, let's go over to Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, mate.
I'll just keep my medieval music on because I got some special stuff just morning.
Okay. Oh, that's excellent. Now, I'll move around so you can actually hear the armour.
Actually, yeah, can you just run on the spot?
Yeah.
Run on the spot.
You really can't creep up on people in this,
right.
Trust me.
You'd be a shocker at the stalking, wouldn't you?
No, not good.
Boy, now you made this suit of armour yourself.
Yeah, this is partly made by me and partly made by a professional armourer as well. So, yeah, a bit of both, which is what we do with a lot of stuff.
The detail is incredible. It's absolutely amazing. How long did it take?
I think that it took about 18 months, I think, to put all of this lot together. This is a fairly advanced set.
Can I play devil's advocate? And
go.
I don't want to disrespect you because you're holding a sword. What would you say to people who say, "You're nuts"? No, look, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah,
it must be good fun being a part of it. Such a
it is.
Great group.
It's we mentioned earlier the whole Western martial arts is an actual whole upcoming area.
Yeah.
And because we learn. Actually, it's not, you know, we're not just dressing up in this armor. We're actually learning how they fought then.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole load of manuscripts and original details on which have just come online, and strangely enough, they're coming online on the internet.
Wow!
So
wow.
We're researching medieval stuff on the internet.
Bizarre, isn't it? All right, the SCA Medieval and Renaissance Society. They brought instruments as well, Brent.
Hmm.
So we might be able to fire that up
I
shortly.
I think so.
All right.
Nothing like a bit of a band from back then.
That's right.
Playing music from the 1600s.
Brilliant.
We'll do that shortly.